Driving to Salisbury on Route 50, I notice birds perched on the top of the wires between utility poles, hunkered down like sports fans at a stadium. Why there, instead of in trees or shrubs where birds normally gather? They like the high ground. It offers them better views of us doing what we do most of the time, driving our cars back and forth. They're watching us, like birders watch birds. Birds remain out in the open. Birders, on the other hand, hide in the brush, peeking out furtively like cats. The birds looked intense, beaks high, their tails straight as ramrods. A few are interested more in romance than in watching cars, like singles who join bird watchers, not for observing birds, but to find a significant other. I say that because here and there along the wires, I'd see just two birds snuggled together, beak to cheek, totally enthralled. The birds can't really be people watchers. Car drivers would be invisible to the birds, and Route 50 has few, if any, pedestrians. They must be watching cars. If I were close enough to listen and could translate, might I hear something like, "There goes a tailgater," or, "See that one over there? It's an Edsel. I thought they were extinct." But why would cars interest birds at all? Birds have been here over 150 million years, while we've been here only 1.5 million. Cars and interstates are new arrivals. Birds may once have been curious about our cars and about us, but the novelty has surely worn off by now. I'll bet the birds are anxious about the sheer numbers of cars we drive. We're poisoning their neighborhood. We're poisoning our neighborhood. In the fall, blackbirds invade the eastern shore in mind-boggling numbers. They swarm, darkening the horizon like storm clouds. They land in the trees around my house and chatter incessantly. I whack a skillet with a spoon. The noise sends them screaming off. Their sheer numbers, their chatter, and the indiscriminate dumping of their waste is what I find intolerable. But maybe birds are similarly disturbed by what we do. Millions of cars and trucks invading their space, and the relentless noise and toxic emissions they generate. Birds must feel as I did when the blackbirds appeared overhead. I could drive them away by making noise. The birds, however, are helpless against the onslaught of cars. They can't do a thing. They watch helplessly as cars and trucks pass by under them in overwhelming legions, intruding on the tranquility of their countryside and filling their beaks and our thin skin atmosphere with carbon monoxide. Cars may have once intrigued birds, but no more. Now, they're scared. I saw no birds on my drive back last week. It bothered me. Had they abandoned their protest against our environmental abuses? I hope not. Who'd be left to remind us that the way we're managing our air pollution is for the birds? On the shore, this is George Merrill.